Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Talking about Ekamva. Ekamva is a new, EV or electric powered or electric minibus taxi launched in South Africa. But it's not just the taxi. It's going to be a part of a sort of system alongside FLX EV or Flex EV. And what I really loved about this story is that it's kind of a purely South African one. Yes, a little bit of engineering design insight from China, but effectively a group called Go Metro, alongside four other partners, including Stellenbosch University's engineering department, actually came up with this excellent solution for the largest transport provider in the South African economy. 722, let's go to Justin Kutsia, the CEO of Go Metro.
Kaya Biz with Refilo Moloto.
Google Tumfupi might be away,
but it's biz as usual
with Refilo Moloto.
Only on Kaya Biz.
Justin, welcome to Kaya Biz. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you, Refilo, for having me, and hello to your listeners.
Hi. All right. South Africa's very first electric minibus taxi, Ekamva, was actually launched at an event yesterday. And I'm really excited to hear more about it. Please tell us about the 2 years, I believe it was, of engineering design and project management that brought you to this point.
Well, thank you. Yes. So 2 years ago, we asked ourselves the question, why isn't there an electric minibus taxi available for sale in South Africa? Because it would just seem obvious that it's a huge market, huge demand, huge offtake. They do so many miles that they could achieve so much savings by moving to electric from diesel. And so we set out on a bit of a quest, a journey, to try and find an electric minibus that we could introduce to the South African market. And didn't realize at the time just how difficult it would be to find a 6 meter long, 2.5 meter wide van with 13 to 15 seats that can do 200 kilometers and that can charge within 45 minutes, that it can keep going on the road throughout the day. Simply, the world has moved on, and to them, a minibus is a 9 meter long vehicle. And so South Africa is unique in that we have the 6 meter shuttle that does everything for us, long distance. And so if we want an electric minibus, we can't import one. We're going to have to make one ourselves. And so we found a OEM partner, Higer, out of China, and we brought the vehicle in, and we tested it on test tracks and, you know, figuring out what can work and what can't work and how it can fit South African conditions. We've been working for more than a year on the vehicle itself, its nuances, how it operates, how it can work, as well as coming up with, I call it a rank-adjacent charging strategy. So like you'll go to the wash bay next to the taxi rank,
yes,
you'll take your charger, your vehicle to the charger next to the taxi rank for a quick charge before you go again. So we've been solving every little bit of this problem one by one, and we feel now that we've got a full turnkey solution that we can start engaging with both public sector and private sector, the taxi industry, and civil society, for us to really create a South African solution, a South African e-mobility solution that powers the minibus taxi sector into the new energy age.
It's very exciting. So hang on, when we say 15-seater, that's the 12, the 4x3, and then the driver and the two, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, which... we say 4-4, Maslalsan. So we tend to push 4 in there, okay, in each row, okay, when we take the taxi.
It's a squeeze, yeah, 16 to 17 at a squeeze, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just trying to think for the guy who needs to make money. Okay, so it can still work. So it's the same size, 6 meters long. It can go 200 kilometers on a single charge, which is actually pretty good, if considering it's local commuting, unless... Does charge consumption change on the basis of whether you're stuck in traffic?
No, so it doesn't consume any energy while you're stuck in traffic. Okay. And if you're braking, it'll give some energy back into the battery.
Oh, that's good to know.
So stop-start is actually good for your range.
Okay.
Also, the range itself, we've collected data on more than 1,000 taxis across South Africa as Go Metro, the mm-hmm. fleet management solution, over the last 5 to 7 years. And so we've used that data and machine learning to really understand the range performance of minibus taxis. And more than 90% of local taxis do less than 150 kilometers in the morning.
Oh.
So what you'll do is 150 in the morning, you'll park and charge in the middle of the day.
Got you.
You'll do 150 in the afternoon, and you'll be ready to go again tomorrow.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because the one thing I read in the article I mentioned earlier is it's a 45-minute charge, and I thought, these guys need every second. But if that's in your break, then that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, so they'll use every second in the morning while they deplete the whole battery, and then they'll have 6 to 8 hours in between the peaks to charge their vehicles.
Exactly.
And the rank, the charge facilities will be rank adjacent, so they'll be close by the rank.
Yes.
You pop off, you charge for 45 minutes, you know, and then back you come.
Now, tell me, how was this received, by the way, at the Smarter Mobility Africa conference?
So we were very pleased to have the apex bodies of the taxi industry with us. Sintaco and the National Taxi Alliance both were at the launch, the senior leadership. They were very, very interested in the vehicle, very supportive of the fact that we're trying to bring the future, Ikamva, to the industry. And we are now engaging on a robust set of trials and tests, so that we can really make the vehicle fit the industry needs. You know, the industry feels it's very important that they are part of the development journey. And we at Go Metro also feel very important that this must be a total reimagination of what the minibus of the future should be. So the industry itself is a key partner. Today, we also met many, many taxi owners and operators that came to see the vehicle for themselves. And we got a lot of insights about the way that this could work across Gauteng. That's also why we chose Smart Mobility Africa as our launching pad.
Yes.
Because it's we were able to have the MEC for transport for Gauteng and Northwest help us unveil and announce the name of the vehicle. So the model name will be Ikamva by Higer, and the charging network will be Flex EV, built rank adjacent, starting next year with the first one to be announced at a location in Cape Town very soon.
Yes.
So by the middle of next year, we hope to have our first vehicles both available for sale on the road, as well as our first hub operational. And we'll be doing that as a demonstration hub for the rest of the country to come and see, and then emulate their local communities.
That is very exciting. Tell me something. So you've mentioned Flex EV, Ikamva by Higer. I just want to talk about Go Metro's part in terms of fleet management, because I thought this was quite an interesting one. Are you the system that will allow pre-orders, the charging, prepayment of charge capacity? I imagine the ability to, if I'm a taxi owner and I have maybe 2-3 drivers out on the road, to observe where they are, or for you to see if there's a charge station near you. Is that the part that Go Metro manages in terms of fleet management?
So Go Metro is a mobility management platform. We have more than 10,000 vehicles on the platform today, and we coordinate and manage the execution of operations, whether it's truck, bus, or minibus. We have more than 1,000 electric vehicles that we monitor across our different regions. And so we'll be using our intelligence platform to ensure that vehicles are always steered towards charge. Charging hubs are always scheduled. And so as we move forward into this electric age, it's a digital age, the need for data escalates. And so for us to coordinate a mobility operation requires a next generation virtualization platform. And that's exactly what Go Metro is.
Okay. So this is excellent actually for the driver as well as the owner.
Yes, everybody
you can
wins
improve,
here.
Improve efficiencies. Exactly. That's go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and then we've also done this project. So what's also very important to us is the economic development strategy here. We know that we will fall behind when Europe stops buying ICE vehicles because we can't export them from here.
Right.
And so there's 271 billion rand of exports that are at risk in the next 10 years. There's thousands of jobs in the automotive sector. And so what's very important for us in this project is that we have a part of an industrial strategy so that we are able to build an electric minibus taxi factory in South Africa.
Good.
And we're then able to reduce the duties that we pay when we import vehicles, because they'll be locally produced.
Sure.
We'll be able to save jobs. And I've seen today, I've met many colleagues from around Africa who would love to import the vehicle from South Africa into their African cities, into their African markets. And so the one thing that I wanted to mention to you today is we really would like to request and consider, I'm going to use this platform to ask government to consider a 3-year moratorium on the import of electric vehicles so that we can create a market, we can create demand, after 3 years, we can have a plant, a factory in South Africa, building electric minibuses for the rest of the continent. And then we can restore the import duties and have a local industry. But it's very, very important that we have a demand initiative, a demand stimulation by government. There are the tools are available there. And so we really want to ask government to consider the incentives over the next 3 years to allow an electric economy to thrive.
Interesting you say that. We just had a conversation with the CEO of, I think, XA Global Trade Advisor about the fact that more if our import tariffs are need to be a little bit more closely monitored, reviewed. I think there are about 3,500 tariffs that are there that aren't necessary, or at least have been there for 20 years. But the point being, having that close sense of review is a very important consideration for the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. And I was just going to say, I hope that they were at the mobility unit, but maybe the MEC will get that message back to them as well. I have to say, there's one thing for me, Justin. The second, I know this is not set in play, but the article that I read indicated a price for this minibus.
I can talk rough commercials. Everything must still be finalized.
Yes.
And we're still working on the spec. However, it is worth mentioning that, you know, to import the vehicle attaches a 40% import duty.
Okay.
A 40% import duty, which is one of those legacy duties that you mentioned.
Mm.
It's an ad valorem tax. So the electric minibus is classified as a luxury good. So it is seen as maybe a sports car by the TAF structures. And so with a 40% tariff, we have to sell the vehicle at 1.2 million to 1.4 million cash price in order to break even. Mm-hmm. That is frankly ridiculous.
Fair enough.
No one's going to pay more than R1 for a minibus. So what we've done is we've broken the vehicle into two prices. So there is a sticker price a concept of between 600 and 750,000 Rand, which would be equivalent to your diesel model today. And then there is a battery subscription and a battery contract that we're considering offering over an 8-year period, where you're able to rent the battery and have a battery, a mobility battery that works.
Yes.
And that offsets the sticker price, that bridges the gap.
Okay.
However, if you take a 40% duty away, this vehicle will be less than R1 million on the roads of South Africa.
Okay. I'm glad I let you just explain that without the sticker shock. Final question from me is, I know you're saying maybe 10 to 20 of these will be around in the Century City or Stellenbosch hub testing ground by next year. There are about, I think, over 250,000, a quarter of a million. I mean, is this something that could scale over decades to hopefully replace our current combustion run ones?
Definitely. The engineering is sound. The economics are sound. The vehicle over its lifespan in a total cost of ownership will reduce the running cost, because you eliminate diesel, by more than 2 million Rand per vehicle.
Sure.
And so it's inevitable that over the course of a decade or two, we will see this transition happen. We're building a modular approach. So there will be hundreds and hundreds of hubs around the country, mm-hmm. mimicking the way that the taxi industry has been set up. So using those structures and the environment that we're in. And so this is really how we decarbonize the public transport mover of South Africa.
I hope that also gets passed on to the customer, the rider. So I can only imagine that would just increase the volume as well. So that's really great news for us all. I really appreciated this insight, and I look forward to the work that Go Metro has to do. CEO of Go Metro, Justin Kutsia, thanks so much for joining us on Kaya Biz.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.